Merry Christmas. I'm so excited to have in studio the one and only Don Jarrett from our sister station, The Wolf. He's the program director, and he is the Don Jarrett of The Wolf Wake Up Call. Don, thanks for popping over into the KID studio.
I always see you through the glass on our adjacent wall here, so it's good to be on the other side of it.
Right. We're kind of like neighbors.
Just waving.
Hi.
Yeah, soundproof. Hey,
exactly.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet, Don. I want to ask you, do you have a specific memory of Christmas that really stands out for you?
Well, the older I get, the more memories I get.
So, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. And obviously now, being a man of a certain age, the memories are definitely different. But, you know, if you're talking about like early memories, I mean, our tradition in our family is to open all the Christmas presents on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
So we would gather at my uncle's house, and all of my cousins and aunts and uncles and all the kids. Then we'd have a big dinner. You know, we'd have a big dinner and lots of kids' tables. And then we would gather around the tree in the living room, and the tree would, you could barely see the tree. The tree would be surrounded by so many presents, a mountain of presents. I mean, you could just see about a third of the tree. And we would all sit around, all gather around, and then my grandfather would play Santa, and he would grab one gift, read the tag on it, give it to that person, and we would all sit through watching them open it and show it to everyone.
That had to take
every
a while.
Gift.
As a kid, the anticipation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but I will tell you, as an adult now, I kind of wish we did that, because now it's kind of a free-for-all, and we kind of miss out on the joy of seeing somebody receive the gift that you're giving them.
Right.
I want to see the reaction, you know, like,
right.
Okay, this is from us. Okay, let's see. And next thing you know, there's like three other kids ripping, rapping over here. And it's like, I think we got to slow down. We got to enjoy the process. So,
I love that, because as a mom, I feel like a little pressure to get everybody's reaction with the camera.
Sure.
And when it's that free-for-all, you can't be pointing the camera everywhere.
Unless you just set it up in the corner. Like,
now, there you go.
Big camera. And
I might need to do that.
Clean up or something. But, but no, you're right. I mean, I think, but we had such a huge volume of gifts. It took a while. And then there were a few years during that moment, like we'd all be sitting around, that we'd get a ding dong at the front door. And we're like, what? And then we would see, passing by the window, you would see like a flash of like red and white. And it was like, whoa, what's happening? We'd all rush to the door and throw the door open, and there would be some sort of present out on the porch.
Talk about the magic. As a kid, I can only
forget Elf on the Shelf.
Right. I can think about the conversations that you and your cousins were probably having.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my uncle, it was his, but my uncle Mike just passed away, and we went home for the funeral recently, just a couple months ago. And I had a picture of my cousin and I. We're about 5 or 6 years old, and we're in that living room. And we are standing with our backs to the camera, looking up at my uncle's really good friend, and he's dressed up as Santa. And he's got his hands on his hips, and he's talking to us, and we're like, you can just imagine what we're saying, like, where's our gift? Or, oh, I can't believe you're here. What did we get? And I remember the first time it happened, opening up that door, and there was a yellow Schwinn Stingray right there. And my cousin had a red one. And there was another time, years later, where there was a knock. And then we were told that the present was upstairs. So we went running down the hall. It was in the closet. My cousin, we're the same age. He opens up the door, and it's a red zipper Michael Jackson jacket.
Oh.
Okay, this is the 80s. This was a big deal.
All yes.
Right. So that was the hot gift back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, some parachute pants and a glove, and he was in.
He was in. Oh,
but yeah,
man.
Those memories like that, where it was like, I know it's very commercial, and I know it's not the reason for the season, but you know, when you think about the magic and the anticipation and, you know, being a kid and that part of Christmas as a kid, it was really cool.
It is, and those are the kind of things, I think, that bind families together.
Yeah.
Those memories.
And as a matter of fact, so at the funeral, I had that picture. and the guy that played Santa was there. And my cousin was there. And the three of us literally looked at that picture after the funeral. I said, do you remember this? And it was just a really interesting moment for us to go, hey, and that's all of us. And now look at us.
Yeah. Right. And to be able to take that little walk down memory lane is pretty cool. Well, Don, how are you keeping those traditions alive with your kids?
Well, kids are a lot smarter and a lot more plugged in.
That's
thanks
true.
Thanks to the internet, thanks to social media. There's, unfortunately, a lot of the magic's gone because it's kind of like going and seeing literally a magician, and then afterwards somebody, you read a book on how it was all done. So it's
right.
Kind of a bummer that a lot of that stuff is kind of spoiled now. But, I mean, as far as our traditions, I mean, ours, I say now, it's really more about the real reason for the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about Jesus in our house. Santa's a mascot. That's what we call him. But, no, I mean, as far as, the anticipation of being, the tree and the presents and the food and the family, it really is just about gathering the family together and really spending that time with each other. The gifts are a bonus, but the real gift, and I know it's cliche, our presence is our present.
Right.
It really is, though, because at the end of the day, gifts come and go, material things fade and break and get returned. But the memories of being with your family, those are the things you're going to have right till the end,
Exactly. Yeah. Just like the story you were sharing about that priceless picture and how it has such meaning all these years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that
was that moment right there. It wasn't, the gift on the porch. It wasn't any of that. It was literally the fact that here we are and we share that. And we can look back at it fondly now and remember and have a good memory about it. So.
I think you're right. That's what makes it the most wonderful time of the year. Life gets busy, crazy. We can slow down and really just focus on being together.
Absolutely. That's it.
Well, Don Jarrett from The Wolf, thank you so much for popping over into the studio and sharing what makes Christmas wonderful for you.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Don. One of my favorite Christmas books continues to be How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I love this particular part of the book. In fact, I have this hanging up in my house. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. For me, that is the reminder that while the hustle and bustle is exciting, Christmas is a feeling. It's not something that can be purchased. We talk an awful lot on the show about transformation and keeping hope alive. So with that in mind, The Grinch, well, that's a story of transformation. And I want to share this final part of that book that has always stayed with me. The moment his heart didn't feel so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. He brought back their toys and the food for their feast. And he, himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. More of your favorites from the Rich Media family right after this.